What's up, guys? It has been a long time. It's been, I don't know, a couple of weeks since my last podcast, and it feels like ages since my last video. So I, you know, took the unusual step of starting to do both of these things together at the same time now, podcast / video at the same time going on. Good groove, good mix. First of all, happy 4th of July for all my US-based subscribers and listeners out there. Always a good day. And actually, you know, I thought that today would be a cool day to actually do a podcast / video on the topic of the 4th of July, actually. I know this is kind of like a weird topic, but bear with me. It will make a lot more sense kind of as we dive into it. So today's kind of like 4th of July video and podcast is I have a little gift for you guys. I have a gift that I think is going to be useful. I've been using it a lot. I've been using it with clients. It really works. More and more people that I talk to who are kind of like in a rut or like they're stuck or things are like just not grooving in their careers. This is kind of like a technique and a series of exercises that I provide them to kind of start dealing with that and trying to figure out what their North Star is. And so, you know, to celebrate the 4th of July, I figured that I would start off by giving off this these gifts and kind of like let's dive right into it and talk a little bit about what these are and kind of like why they matter, right? So let's think about the 4th of July for a second and like, why does it matter, right? Why is it such a big deal? Well, you know, most countries around the world, as a matter of fact, all countries around the world, you know, have some sort of an Independence Day, right? And so when you think of the 4th of July in the United States and in most countries, you know, Independence Day is, it's a really important day for people to celebrate, you know, liberty and autonomy, and it brings up a whole bunch of different values in us, right? And so when we talk about, you know, liberty and autonomy, you know, that's a really important value at work for many of us, right? And for some people, it's more important than others. Some people need more autonomy. Some people need more liberty with the kind of work that they do. But the point is, you know, one of the things that I find when I talk to, you know, clients or people that are simply feeling stuck or simply miserable at work is essentially that there's something going on in their workplace and their environment, or there's something going on with people that they work with, like, for example, a manager or a colleague or something like that, that basically is infringing on or is in kind of like direct opposition to their values, right? And the reality is kind of like there's a lot of things that you have to do to figure out kind of what is the best career path for you, what is the best job for you, what is the right company for you. But one of the things that I find most often people get tripped up with is this notion of values, right? So, for example, if you're really struggling at work because you have a boss that totally micromanages you, right? And we've all had that. You know, we have a boss, like I had a boss once who would literally sit down on my computer and would start editing my podcasts or would start editing my blog posts. And it drove me nuts because I was just like, oh my God, you know, if you don't trust me enough to let me do these things on my own, either that means that you're not trusting me and you don't believe in the work that I'm doing and my ability to do it on my own, or you are just such a freaking control freak that you have to be in there doing the work on your own because it has to have your own kind of seal of approval or kind of like formula on it, right? Either of those things are bad, right? So in my particular case with this particular boss, the way that he was operating was trampling on my values of autonomy, right? Like as a person, I need a lot of autonomy. I like to do things in a certain kind of way, which is part of the reason why I became an executive coach, which is part of the reason kind of I started my own company, which is part of the reason why I don't really want to work for somebody anymore. You know, certain people are the way they are, but I recognized in myself that that value of autonomy was a really important one for me, right? Another example is like, let's say, for example, that you are frustrated at work because, you know, the corporate culture and the environment where you're in kind of is like very slow moving. It's very conservative. It doesn't kind of like really move forward. There's no emphasis on innovation. Well, what does that tell you? Well, that tells you that, you know, the environment in which you're in does not value your ability to just move fast and get stuff done, right? GSD, I talked about this in one of my previous posts. It's all about getting shit done, right? There's a lot of people who are just, they're action prone. They want to get out. They want to get stuff done. They don't want to be in a ton of meetings. They don't want a lot of red tape. They don't want a lot of approvals. So if you have as a value that you are very results oriented and that you want to move forward quickly, if you're working in an environment which is kind of like slow moving and very bureaucratic and you got to get 15 approvals from people, well, that's just not going to jive for you, right? You are not going to be happy. So again, recognizing that that is a value that is important for you, that's going to be one of the keys to actually making sure that you're happier in your work environment, that you're in the best place that you can be in terms of the kind of company or the type of environment or, you know, the kind of people that you work with, right? Another thing that's really big, for example, in the Valley is kind of like, you know, the people in the team that you work with, right? So typically, you know, when I used to interview people for startups and I worked at Google, you know, there was this environment where you wanted to be surrounded by super smart people that were very positive, that were very innovative, and that were just trying new things, right? And so as a value, kind of like, you know, what I call the value of around growth mindset. It's this willingness to learn, this kind of like innate curiosity that you want to try new things. And, you know, even if it breaks and even if it doesn't work the first time, you go out and you do it and you try and you fail fast if it doesn't work, right? But again, that's an important value in certain companies in the Valley is, you know, having a growth mindset and being open and being willing to take risks and go out and make mistakes, even if they don't work out, right? So if a growth mindset is important to you and you find yourself in an environment where, hey, guess what? Nobody really wants to try that, right? Or you get the quintessential comment of like, oh my God, you know, we don't do those kind of things here, right? I had that once and I was like, whoa, you know, WTF, right? What do you mean you don't do this here? Like you don't experiment. You're not willing to try new things. If that value is important to you, then, you know that you need to be in a place that embraces those values or at the very least is tolerant of it. So, you know, the way to think about values is kind of like values at the end of the day, they provide us with our North Star, right? The better we can align our careers, our jobs, the work environment that we're in, the certain company that we're in with our values, the happier we're going to be, right? The more empowered we're going to be. And, you know, I mean, one of the things that's cool is obviously, you know, when you're working in an environment, in a career, you know, in a certain culture that aligns well with your values, you are much more productive, you're much more positive, you are learning much more, you're getting more things done. And, you know, that disposition and that ability to get things done and get in that flow more often, that obviously has an impact on, you know, the people that you work with as well, right? So those kind of things all matter. And so my gift today a little bit as we talk about, you know, the 4th of July was, I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, you know, hey, here's a gift, you know, that I'm going to make available to you guys. Well, my gift is really a series of exercises that I think will help you identify what your values are, right? And so a couple of exercises, right? So one exercise is, for example, what I call the town square, right? And so the town square is a very simple exercise, and here's a little bit how it works. I want you to picture a town square, or I want you to picture kind of like a public place somewhere where you grew up when you were a kid, right? And that could be, maybe it is a town square, maybe it is kind of like a public park, maybe it's, you know, a public library or a place where you and your friends or your family used to get together, right? So I want you to picture that place. And I want you to kind of like close your eyes for a second and fast forward to maybe 20 or 30 years from now or farther, right? And I want you to imagine that there's a whole bunch of people that are gathered at that town square and they are all talking about you, right? They're talking about your life. They're talking about your legacy and what you've achieved and what it means. And I want you to think about what they're saying about you. What are the things that you ideally would like them to say about you? What would make you feel proud? What would make you feel happy? What would make you feel like you have really kind of achieved what you set out to achieve, right? And so the idea is really to think about, you know, why are all those people gathered? What are the stories that they're telling about you? What are they saying about your achievements? What are they saying about your life? What are they saying about your work? What are they saying about your role as a family person, maybe as a father or as a mother? Maybe as a member of the community, maybe as a member of your church, right? What are all the things that are being said about you, right? And as you think about that, you know, hopefully the result of this exercise is it really starts to give you an idea of, well, what are the things that matter to you, right? Because if you're able to close your eyes and fast forward that far out into the future and really think about what you would like those people to be saying, well, you know, do you really want those people to be saying, Yeah, I'm glad, you know, he did those 10 M&A deals, or, you know, arguing that, you know, that last big case that was really important, right? Or, you know, making millions of dollars in the stock market, you know, that was kind of like the definition of his success as a career professional. Right. Really think through what are the things that you want people to say about you, because that will say something about your values. Right. And so ideally, kind of when you're doing this exercise, typically you want to kind of like seclude yourself somewhere, you know, for a half hour, an hour somewhere, quiet, think through these things, take a lot of notes and see kind of like what are the stories that are coming out from these people? What are they saying about you in terms of your profession, your life, your family, you're giving back to community, your spirituality, maybe, right? Some people are very spiritual, or maybe some people wish they could be more spiritual, right? What are all those people saying about you, and why does it matter? And take a lot of notes around that. Okay, so that's exercise number one. Exercise number two is one that I think a lot of us will be much more familiar with. It's definitely something that we can relate to much more often. And so exercise number two is a pretty easy one. It's, when was the last time you got really pissed off? Right? When was the last time you were like furious about something, right? I don't know. You like yelled at somebody, or you like stomped your feet, or you threw something down on the table, or you got really upset and stormed out of a room on somebody, right? Again, kind of like close your eyes, take a deep breath, picture that scene in your mind and think about what were the circumstances, who was involved, what did he or she say, what happened? Why did this matter? And why did you get so upset? Right. And I think if you, again, take the time to really think through that situation and think about what was said or what was done to you or what didn't happen or what was not done to you, you will start to also see that, you know, some of your values were at play there. You know, maybe it was, a boss who failed to give recognition to you for some work that you did, right? I had a client that was talking to me about that the other day, and this particular client would get really upset when kind of like in public meetings, a senior person wouldn't give, you know, due recognition to a more junior person for doing something, right? And we've all seen these people. We've all seen kind of like the glory hounds who basically come and they're like, oh yeah, I did this or I did that, and I'm so great because I did this, right? And when we're in reality, we know that either A, they didn't do that, or B, there was a whole team of people behind them who actually were responsible for helping making that happen. We've all felt that way, right? So in this particular case, that particular client got really upset about situations like that. She felt that it wasn't fair that these senior people would not recognize the work of these other people, right? So her fairness value was at play there, and it was being trampled on. And when it was being trampled on, she would get upset, right? So that's just an example. But think about kind of like what happened in your life. Like, what was the situation that made you so upset, and why did it make you upset, and what values were being trampled on? And then I want you to really kind of start and just write those values down, right? And again, between those two exercises, you'll realize that you're going to discover a bunch of different values, right? Some of them could be good values and some of them might not be so good values, right? The interesting thing, for example, about being angry is that, you know, anger is an emotion, right? And it does have its use. And sometimes kind of like feeling that anger is a good thing, right? I'm not saying it's always a good thing, right? But there are going to be values that are going to be obvious to you, like maybe fairness is one, or maybe personal development is another, or maybe justice is another, or liberty is another. But I want you to really kind of use those exercises and explore what are the different values that pop out from each one of those exercises. And the cool thing is, again, is, you know, in either the town square or you know, the, you know, what I call the angry experience issue, you can do those multiple times, right? You might have multiple issues, as I'm sure we all do, where you get really, really upset with something, or you get really angry about something that happened to you or something that somebody did to you. But it'll be for very different reasons, right? Maybe kind of like respect is a really important one, right? So maybe you get really angry last time because, you know, you were supposed to get together with a coworker and they showed up 15 minutes late and they barely apologized, right? Me personally, I know that when people don't show up on time, I get really pissed about that, right? It's something that really ticks me off. And part of it is because I'm very punctual. And part of it is because, you know, when somebody shows up late, they're basically telling me, hey, my time is more important than your time. Right? That may be true or not, right? But that's kind of the message that they're delivering to me. It's like, oh, you know, I was late. I was in another meeting or I was another phone call that ran over. And I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. But basically what you're telling me is that whatever you were doing was more important than the fact that you were meeting with me. And maybe that's true, but that's still disrespectful, right? And so kind of like, think about those exercises, go through them, do them multiple times, jot it down, look at those values. And then when you think about the fact that you may or may not be in the right career, you may or may not be in the right job, you may or may not be in the right company, really ask yourself the question of how well does this career, this job, and this company align with my values? Am I really doing something that, you know, allows me to live my life and allows me to live according to my values in the best possible way? And the answer, you know, might just surprise you, right? The answer might just be something that you totally didn't expect. And you might come across some values that are kind of like a surprise for you in terms of either that you think of them so highly, or maybe simply that, you know, that they're prioritized so importantly for you, or that they even kind of like manifested themselves that powerfully, right? So anyway, happy 4th of July. Those are my exercises. Think of your values. Your values provide your North Star to a happy career and a successful life professionally. I hope this video and this podcast were of use to you. Feel free to drop any comments. Last but not least, you know, I have a lot of other podcasts available on anchor.fm/madmork-stories. So I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast. Check out the other podcasts that are there. If you're watching this video on YouTube, awesome. Two thumbs up for you. Hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, share it with others. And last but not least, I also write a lot of other content on my blog. That's madmork.com/blog. And of course, there is my Facebook page where I have live events and I interview like CMOs and other people in technology and marketing. So make sure you check out the Facebook page for inspirational quotes, for a lot of videos. This video will be on there as well. And my live events are usually on my Facebook page as well. So that's it for me. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the 4th of July. Hope this video was useful. And now get out and do those exercises and find those values. All right. Take care. Mad Mork signing off. Peace.